today, the Big 12 and their ideas about looking for proposals to take back to presidents to see if they want to expand their conference is an issue, Kurt, that I'm sure the moment that that happened, what, late Tuesday night, I thought?
I think that's right, yeah.
Where maybe even you had to bolt up and say, what just happened? Because the media who covers it day-to-day were shocked in reading their reports. I could only imagine, how did an athletic director feel when he heard that?
Well, I was surprised, as I'm sure most people were. But, you know, it happens, and I'm sure they have their reasons for it. And obviously there's a lot of conversations and things going on across the country with a bunch of schools that have at least shown interest up to this point. So, you know, hey, we talk about conference expansion, it seems like, every single year. So this is certainly nothing different.
When you go back over how to handle the external reaction to this, I saw Colorado State's athletic director be very respectful of the Mountain West Conference. It's mm-hmm. a delicate situation for an AD to be in, where you have 2 feet in one place, and you know we've been through this with the Big East, and I think you went through it more than anybody. Mm-hmm. But how do you handle it externally, and then what can you tell us about how you handle it internally, your interest or reaction to the Big 12's requests?
Well, I think it remains confidential, and I'm not saying this just to say it. I mean, we're very happy where we're at. The Mountain West has been great for us, and so we're happy with our home. But I think I've said this many times over the air to you guys, is we're always open to considering and evaluating opportunities that come before us, which we're going to do this time around as well. Do our due diligence in how we go about this and making sure that whatever decision we make at the end of the day is in the best interest of Boise State and our athletic department, and this is no different.
Well, the Big 12 didn't flat out go and say, we are going to expand and we're going to expand now, but they went pretty far as to make it seem like it's an open process. How unique is that, though, for it to almost seem this open?
Well, I think it's unique. I mean, I would say that the Big 12 is just very similar to other conferences that have decided they're going to expand. It almost kind of came out as like it being an open market, I guess, is probably why it's mm-hmm. a little bit different than in the past. So, but I don't think it's any different from a conference saying, you know, we're going to expand because of this reason or that reason. And, you know, they got very vocal about it. It's kind of funny when you listen to media around it. The Big 12 has really only come out and said a couple things. They've given their commissioner the opportunity to go out and talk to schools that could be interested in joining the conference. At some point, I'm sure Commissioner Bowlesby will go back to that group of 10 presidents and give him whatever information that may be, and then they'll at some point make a decision on what they want to do moving forward.
Speaking of presidents, Dr. Custra was very involved in everything that led up to the Big East and was unfolding the Big East and getting back into the Mountain West. So where is his role in all this, Kurt, at this time, if you will, in evaluating the university's moves, per se? Do you get together with him? Does he think this through? Both?
Well,
none?
First of all, this is his decision. But that's not uncommon versus any other president at another school, or for that matter, a conference in general, where you've got presidents who make the final decision. Now, you know, my role as athletic director, I think, is pretty clear. I've got to make sure that I provide him all the necessary information and data and research that he needs, which I did when we went through it, going in the Big East, way back, what, 2-3 years ago when I sat in the interim role. So, that will be, my job in whatever capacity he needs me. But at the end of the day, this is a decision by him, based on all the information that he gathers. And like I said, my role in this without question is to make sure that, Boise State and Dr. Custer have all the information that they need to make the decision that's best for the institution. So that's what I plan to do.
Ask the AD with Kurt Apsey here on Sports Radio The Ticket. We're talking about possible expansion of the Big 12 conference. As it relates to Dr. Custer, can you tell us that he, when he heard the news, was as surprised as anybody? He's got a lot on his plate. I don't assume thinking about moving conferences was that high on it from what we've heard of him.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've always tried to prepare ourselves for circumstances like this. Whether or not we put a proposal together or we show interest or whatever, all I'm saying is that this isn't something where everybody scrambles at Boise State and starts from ground zero. I mean, we're always ready for something like this. And, you know, it's whether or not we decide to tell our story and show great interest in this opportunity. And that's what we're having conversations about right now. And, you know, he's very involved, and as he should be. And, you know, him and I have been down this road before. So, not that it's any easier or any more difficult, but, we have done it before. And so we're certainly not starting from scratch. And, we're asking all the right questions, I think, at this point. And, you know, I'll probably just need to leave it at that for now.
Yeah, as it relates to the transparency piece, because that's where I think people interested in the Boise State program mm-hmm. want to know everything they possibly can. And I would think negotiating in public really puts you at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to be interested, mm-hmm. I don't know what you gain out of that. So how do you explain what you do and what you don't do, what you are willing to share, what you're not willing to share, and how this process works.
Yeah.
And going back to the Big East, he spoke a couple times that it really wasn't much coming out.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to be very careful, regardless of what your decision is moving forward. I think you got to keep that inside. And we hope that the people that follow Boise State Athletics, and there's a lot of them that, you know, they trust that we're going to make the right decision for this institution, and we lean on that. And there's a reason that he's in that position, and hopefully I'm in a position to where I can help him make the best decisions. And I think for now it's just better for us to, you know, keep that those conversations internal at this point. I think there's always a time where we can share with the public what's going on, but at least for now, I don't think that's the right time.
Kurt, when it comes to putting things together, going back on your experience in looking at the Big East, football-only decision, those other sports you had to take care of at the same time, when it comes to understanding television implications and landscapes and getting a feel for that, are there consultants that assist in this process that maybe you guys worked with before? Do you do that due diligence yourself, report back to him? How does that work?
It's a group effort, and it's not just Bob and I. I mean, there's a number of folks on campus that are involved in situations like this that we lean on, and it's certainly a team effort. You know, when we went through the Big East situation there, we actually had some people on the East Coast helping us with you know, what they thought that television network might look like, what possible opportunities there might be for additional revenue. It would certainly be the same case here now. And if we decide to go forward with something like that, we'll reach out to the people that we think can give us the valuable information so that we can make a good decision moving forward. So I don't think it's much different.
Caves and Prayerless, Chris Lewis in studio with us, with Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director. When it comes to looking at this decision, should it come your way, it's similar to me in the Big East conversation, because that was a situation where all of a sudden you had football going one way, Kurt,
yeah,
and your other sports going a different direction. So you've tried that on for size, made a decision, talked to the Big West, and had things organized.
Mm-hmm.
And publicly, they have said they're not ruling out football-only memberships.
Right.
And the Big East was interested in that kind of a membership. So yeah, should that speak loudly that Boise State has pursued that in the past, or does thinking change? And what happens when you take an athletic department and split it like that? How much more difficult is it?
Well, it's much more difficult because, you know, if – And maybe instead of talking about the Big 12, maybe we just kind of look back at the Big East situation and how we handle that.
Right.
You know, this is obviously much different because when we had this conversation then, we had already been offered the opportunity to go to the conference. So we immediately had to go find another home for our sports. And so that was a lot of conversations with Dennis Farrell down at the Big West, if you remember. And you know, I was obviously right in the middle of those conversations, and we were fortunate that they were able to fit us in. And going forward, if something were to happen like that again, we would go through the same exercise. But I think if it's and it's not just for Boise State, I think it's a situation for all other schools. You know, it just so happens in the Mountain West that you know, you've got to play football in there to have all your sports. So this this would be difficult for anybody, whoever in the Mountain West may or may not be looking for this opportunity, where if it's a football-only type situation, they're going to be scrambling. And so it's much more difficult if the sports are split.
And looking back to the Big East move, and I wasn't here in Boise for that, I'm wondering, like, what was the timeline for everything from the opening to lining everything up to all the conversations you had? Because it seems like for this Big 12, at least in my mind, the timetable could be fast. What was the timetable with all those Big East moves?
You know, I was in the role for about 5 months, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we worked on that every day during those 5 months. So I'll say half a year, maybe, I guess, was something. Now, there were certainly times during those 5 months where it got, you know, hot and heavy, and we had to make quick decisions, and we had to work with other conferences to go through that. And I'm sure that other schools that, you know, maybe looking at this opportunity are going through those same things that we went through when we were trying to get into the Big East and trying to figure that out for other sports. So, you know, at that point, I would say it was a 4 or 5 month process. It felt like about 2 weeks, but that's probably about how long it was.
It was a Christmas deal, really.
Yeah,
it was
very
like,
quick.
We're out of here. We're going back to a different situation.
Exactly.
And I thought it started in the summer?
Yeah.
Late spring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Yeah.